So yeah, praise God, we can gather in his presence to offer him our worship.
咁我哋好赞美神啦，俾我哋有呢个机会一齐聚集去敬拜佢。
So shall we continue this time of worship in listening to God's words in a prayer?
咁我哋咧用祷告将以下要聆听神话嘅时间交托俾佢。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Our Father in heaven, our Creator God, Yahweh.
我哋天上面嘅父亲，创造我哋嘅主宰亚伟。
Thank you so much for this breath of life you've given us.
好感谢你赐俾我哋呢生命嘅气息。
For this body, we can make use to seek to do your will.
亦都赐俾我哋呢个身体，能够去寻求遵行你嘅旨意。
As we gather in your presence,
当我哋聚集喺你嘅同在里面，
help us to be still and revere your name.
帮助我哋真系完全嘅静止安静落嚟，亦都去敬畏你嘅名。
Help us to listen to what you want to speak to us through today's message.
亦都去真系聆听你要藉着今日嘅信息向我哋传讲嘅话语。
May you be honored in our hearts in the following time.
愿你喺我哋嘅心都被尊崇，
Establish your goodwill in our lives.
亦都喺我哋嘅生命当中建立你美好嘅旨意。
Pray you open our ears, the eyes of our hearts, so we may perceive your goodwill and your love towards us.
愿你打开我哋嘅耳朵，打开我哋心灵嘅眼睛，以致我哋能够洞察去明白你对我哋美好嘅旨意，
Help us to imitate the Lord Jesus' faith towards you.
亦都去效法我哋主耶稣基督向你所怀嘅呢份忠诚，
That our worship offered to you may be acceptable in your sight.
以致我哋向你嘅敬拜都系蒙你悦纳嘅。
So in Jesus' name we ask.
我哋喺主耶稣奉主耶稣嘅名祈求，
Amen.
阿门。
And I would like to begin today's sermon with a photo.
咁嚟开始今日嘅信息嘅时候，都想俾大家睇一张照片。
So, can you guess where this photo is taken?
咁唔知大家能唔能够估到咧？啲相喺边度影嘅咧？
Is there some problem with the speaker?
哦，系咪？哦，可能我哋嘅喇叭有啲问题，我哋调整一下。
Testing, testing,
Hello，大家都听到嘛？你哋？
testing, testing.
有冇聲音？依邊聽到，嗰邊聽唔到。哦，可能技術上有啲故障，唔好意思。
So in the meantime, anyone want to take a guess?
咁就趁呢個時間啦，大家不如估下啦，呢啲相喺邊度影嘅咧？
So it was taken on the same place on the same day.
咁呢啲相咧都係喺同一日、同一個地點去拍攝嘅。
So it was taken on the second day of our visits to Israel.
哦，就係咧喺我哋。去到以色列第二日嘅时间所影嘅，
So back in 2019, Pastor Joe brought us to visit the Holy Land.
咁咧其实喺2019年咧，咁啊，Pastor Joe 咧就做牧师咧就带咗我哋，加牧师带咗我哋去呢、这个圣地啦，去游览。
These photos were taken on Friday night after a long day of journey.
咁其实呢啲相咧就系、是、我哋经过即系好长嘅呢、这个旅程之后咧，系星期五晚嘅时候影嘅。
So everyone was tired,
咁其實我哋都已經攰啦，
maybe except Lydia.
除咗可能以真啦，
So, but we were all very joyful
但我哋咧心里充滿喜樂。
because of Heavenly Father's loving kindness towards us on that day.
咁咧特別係因為咧天父嗰日向我哋嘅恩典啊，佢嘅怜悯。
And what was memorable was that it was the first time for Grace and I to be in such a close contact with the Sabbath day.
咁咧，同埋點解好特別咧？特別印象深刻就係因為Grace 同我咧都係第一次可以咁近距離去接觸一個真正安息日係點樣嘅一回事。
And which is a day of rest and worship for the Jews, starting from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
咁咧，對於猶太人嚟講咧，就係佢哋一日嘅，即係真係要去全然休息啦，去敬拜啦。咁咧就係由星期五日落嘅時候咧，到星期六嘅。日落咁样之前，咁就结束啦。
Today's sermon, we will be learning about the Sabbath.
咁今日我哋就会再认识多啲关于呢份安息。
And I will come back to this photo later to share with you the story behind.
咁一阵间先翻翻嚟照片，话俾大家听背后有啲咩故事。
So, as you know, since November last year,
咁大家都知道啦，自从旧年11月开始，
We as a church have been learning about the important theme of let's strive to enter God's rest.
我哋作为教会整体咧，一齐都去学习一个好重要嘅主题，就系竭力同得安息。
So actually, I think we have had five sermons on this topic.
咁我哋最少都应该已经有5篇嘅讲道信息系围绕呢个主题嘅。
So quickly refresh your memories.
咁可能都想等帮助大家记忆翻啦，回忆
So
翻。
do you recall what we learned about entering God's rest?
咁唔知大家会唔会谂起任何关于呢个竭力同得安息嘅一啲方面呢？
So on the day of anniversary, Pastor Joe shared an important message on entering God's rest through calling on God's everlasting name.
咁咧喺我哋周年庆嗰一日咧，咁加牧师就同我哋分享咗啦，呢个透过呼求神呢个至圣永恒嘅名嘅重要性，咁就可以进入呢个嘅安息。
So remember he shares, praying like this is like knocking on the door of God. So we can enter into his rest, his presence.
咁如果大家仲记得咧，当时咧加克牧师就讲到啦，当我哋咁样呼求神嘅名嘅时候，就好俾我哋喺度不断叩门，直至我哋能够进入呢份安息。
And I also share with you about resting before God through meditating on his word.
咁亦都同大家分享咗啦，点样透过真系去默想神嘅话语咧，能够进入呢份神要俾我哋安息。
So remember the picture of cows? Cows.
cows 哦，记唔记得呢牛嘅呢个嘅图比喻啊？系啦，呢个图画
So
图像。
they were chewing on what they ate when they are resting.
咁咧，原来牛咧就当佢喺静止嘅状态休息嘅时候，其实佢就不停喺度咀嚼紧嗰啲食咗嘅食物。
And Pastor Grace reminded us to be wary of deceitfulness of sin, lest our hearts become hardened, disobedient, and unbelieving, resulting in us not being able to enter God's rest.
咁咧，而 Grace 老师咧亦都提醒我哋咧，即系要好小心罪嘅呢份迷惑啦，免得咧我哋嘅心咧系刚硬，然后咧变得唔顺服，甚至不信，以致最终系冇办法进入神所应许俾我哋嘅呢份安息。
And Pastor Lucy pointed out to us the future aspect of God's rest and the need to keep on striving so we may experience God's promised rest fully in the coming kingdom of God.
咁而 Lucy 牧師亦都去指向呢個將來嗰個神要俾我哋嗰份安息啦。咁所以我哋點解一定要去竭力呢？就一齊去經歷神佢所應許嘅，特別係講到將來國度帶嚟呢份嘅安息。
Most recently, we learned about the fact that it is in Christ that God has ordained to give us rest.
咁而最近呢，我哋都學習到其實係要喺基督裏面咧，神咧佢係即係。神系派定要喺藉住耶稣基督去俾我哋呢份嘅安息。
So from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30,
咁喺马太福音嘅11章28至30节咁话，
so we learned about two stages of rest that we may experience in Christ.
嗰度有讲到提到两方面两个阶段嘅休息啦，安息咧系我哋能够喺耶稣基督里面去得着嘅。
The first stage of rest is experiencing Christ lifting our burdens of sin.
咁第一个阶段呢份嘅安息咧，就系当我哋经历基督啊，去拎起我哋呢啲罪嘅重担，
When we come before Him in faith and obedience,
就系当我哋藉住信心同埋顺服嚟到佢嘅面前嘅时候，
so this is the rest that God gave to us through Him.
咁神咧就藉住基督咧去拎走呢啲嘅重担嘅时候，俾我哋有呢份嘅安息。
And the second stage of rest can be found when we take up his yoke upon ourselves to be united with him.
咁第二階段嘅安息咧，就係當我哋願意去同主耶穌基督聯合嘅時候咧，咁我哋同父一轭就能夠進入去呢份安息。
So we are not passively waiting for the rest to come, but is in faith, we take up Christ's yoke to yoke with him.
咁所以我哋就唔係淨係好被動嘅等待呢份安息臨到啦，而係我哋主動嘅要去同主耶稣基督咧一齐联合，透过信心啦，透过跟随基督，咁我哋就能够得着呢份安息。
So it's in bearing our own cross to follow Christ daily that we can find rest for our souls.
咁头先亦都讲到要同父一轭啦，咁我哋咧点样去做咧？就真系要去背起我哋嘅十字架啦，去每一日跟随基督，咁我哋就真系为我哋嘅心灵灵里面能够得着安息啦。
And today, by the grace of God, I would like to follow up from the sermon we had last time.
咁今日咧靠住神恩典，我想继续去进心，去讲关于上一次嘅讲道信息。
To lead you to ponder further, what is the meaning or the content of God's rest?
我哋今日要去睇就系究竟神嘅呢份安息，佢有咩嘅意义，同埋具体嘅内容系乜嘢咧？
And secondly, how can we enter God's rest as disciples of Christ?
咁第二点咧，就系我哋作为耶稣基督嘅门徒，又点样可以进入神呢个安息？
So, with these two questions in mind, let us revisit the anniversary key passage in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 to 11.
咁我哋带住呢两个问题咧，我哋一齐重温下我哋周年庆嘅主题经文《希伯来书》4:9-11。
So, we can read it together, first in English, then also in Chinese.
咁我哋可以一齐读啊，首先用英文读，然后读中文。
So, let us start with English 1, 2, 3. So then, there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his work, as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience.
我哋一齐读中文啦，第9节，这样看来，必另有一安息日的安息为神的子民存留，因为那进入安息的，乃是歇了自己的功，正如神歇了他的功一样。所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不顺从的样子跌倒了。
Here we see the writers of Hebrew reminded the Christian brothers and sisters that there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God.
呢度我哋睇到咧，《希伯来书》嘅作者咧，去提醒喺基督里面嘅弟兄姊妹啊，其实咧仲有一个神所预备嘅安息，系为神嘅子民存留，系呢个安息日嘅安息，系为到神嘅子民存留。
And we are to strive to enter the rest.
而我哋要做咧，就系竭力进入呢份安息。
Notice the word Sabbath is mentioned in this passage.
咁我哋留意啦，呢个安息日系出现喺呢个经文里面啦。
So, in order for us to understand the meaning of God's rest,
咁所以如果为咗要明白神呢份安息，
we also need to understand the teaching about Sabbath.
我哋亦都要去明白一啲安息日方面嘅教导。
So, a question for you: What is the Sabbath?
又问下大家啦，究竟安息日系乜嘢咧
Oh, too bad John and Elizabeth are not with us
？In person，
in person.
咁啊系啦，可惜啦，阿 John 同 Elizabeth 今日就唔能够亲身喺呢一度聚会啦，佢哋透过网上去聚会。
So, why is the Sabbath?
究竟安息日系乜嘢？
So, are we doing Sabbath? Really? Okay. Question mark, question mark. So, traditionally, the Jewish people starts their, it's a day of rest and worship for the Jewish people.
咁啊，呢一个安息日咧，就系一个特别为到犹太人啦，佢哋一个敬拜安息嘅日嚟嘅。
So, do you know that the Jewish people count their day differently from us?
咁你知唔知道犹太人计算一日咧，佢嘅方法系同我哋唔同嘅？
So, according to the creation account, God said, there was recorded there was evening and there was mornings, right?
咁因为根据创世记呢个记录咧，记载咧，咁其实系先有夜晚，再有早晨啊嘛，系咪？
So, they count their day starting from the evening.
咁所以佢哋咧，其实计算一日嘅开始系由反而系夜晚开始嘅，
When the sun sets.
就系即系话日落嘅时候咁样开始计算。
So, Sabbath day is the day of rest and worship for Jewish people starting from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
咁所以咧，安息日咧就系一个俾犹太人佢哋有呢份嘅休息敬拜，但系咧嗰个开始时间就系通常系星期五啦嘅日落，然后咧就去到星期六嘅日落。
Which in the yeah, their week is the seventh day of the week.
而按照佢哋一个礼拜计算咧，就系佢哋一礼拜嘅第七日。
So, in order for us to understand the teaching about Sabbath, I want to share with you 4 points regarding Sabbath.
咁为咗帮助我哋更加明白呢个安息日咧，我想同大家分享安息日方面嘅四点，
So only four, not seven. Of
四点唔系七点。
course, there are more, but it's just a kind of introduction for you to have a grasp of what it is.
咁 当然啦，关于安息日确实仲有好多点可以同大家分享，不过咧都只想俾大家一个入门，咁就拣咗呢四点同大家分享。
So the first point regarding Sabbath is The Sabbath rest is rooted in the creation account of God Yahweh.
咁第一点关于安息日咧，就系、是、其实佢嘅来源啊，系基于呢个喺创世纪呢个神创造天地嘅呢个记载。
So we can take a look at Exodus chapter 20, verse 8 to 11.
哦，sorry，唔系创世纪吓，系讲紧神 Yahweh 神咧，佢去创造天地呢个咁样嘅作为基础嘅。咁我哋今日睇呢个呢、这个出埃及记20章8至11节。
Pastor Grace to read for us in Chinese.
好，呢、这个出埃及记20章8至11节，当纪念安息日，守为圣日，六日要劳碌做你一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息。所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。
So notice verse 11 mentions about the account of the creation account of God Yahweh.
嗱，咁第11节咧，就系、是、去指向翻创造天地嘅呢个记载。
So the first point is that Sabbath is rooted in the creation account of God, that in 6 days he did his work of creation, and on the seventh day God rested and blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
咁所以第一点同大家分享就系呢个安息日咧，佢嘅根源啊，其实系嚟自咧对创世嘅记载啦，就系雅伟神咧喺六日里面去作工，去创造天地海同其中嘅万物，然后咧喺第七日佢就歇下一切嘅工安息。
And actually, Exodus chapter 20 is recording the Ten Commandments.
咁同埋頭先漏咗點就係，亦都係咧，佢除咗定為安息日，都係定為一個聖日啦。咁其實呢、这個出埃及記20章呢度咧，亦都係記載咗10戒嘅。
So the second point regarding Sabbath is that it is a sign of God's covenant with the Israelites.
咁所以第二點關於安息日咧，就係、是、呢、这個係一個神同佢子民以色列立約嘅一個記號。
The Israelites were under the covenant with God Yahweh through his servant Moses.
而啲以色列人咧，佢哋咧系透过神嘅仆人摩西啊，同神立咗呢个约。
And yeah, this verse is actually the fourth of the Ten Commandments, yeah, that people of God were to keep.
咁而头先我哋读到嘅经文咧，正正就系神所颁布俾佢嘅子民咧嘅第四诫。
And the keeping of Sabbath, yeah, is a sign of covenant for the Israelites under the former covenant, through Moses.
咁所以咧，其實要去即係守呢個安息日咧，就係、是、呢個第四條十戒裏面嘅第四條咧，就係、是、即係神因為同以色列人立咗約，然後藉住摩西嘅時候咧，頒布要佢哋遵守嘅。
It's a sign
哦，就係、是、一個記號
of covenant.
啊，即係呢個就係呢一個約嘅一個特別嘅記號啦。
We can also notice this in Exodus chapter 31, verse 12 to 13.
咁我哋同樣咧喺呢個出埃及記31章12至13節能夠睇到。
So let me read to you in English, verse 12 to 13 in Exodus 31. Verse 12. And Yahweh said to Moses, "You are to speak to the people of Israel and say, 'Above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations.'" That you may know that I, Yahweh, sanctify you. So, this is the second point regarding Sabbath, that it is a sign of the covenant made between Israelites and God through Moses.
咁所以咧，呢度咧就俾我睇到第二点，关于安息日，就系佢系以色列人同神之间所立一个约嘅记号，而呢个约都系藉住神嘅仆人摩西咁去建立。
So, the Israelites were to keep the Sabbath as a covenantal people of God.
而啲以色列人咧就系必须要去守安息日咧，作为代表佢哋系神嘅子民。
So when you think about commandments of God,
咁当大家谂到神嘅诫命嘅时候，
I wonder what kind of thoughts or feelings come to your mind.
咁唔知大家会好容易有啲乜嘢嘅意念临到咧，会谂到或者有咩感受咧？
So, I guess, yeah, children, if you set rules for them, so when they think about the rules, yeah, they would feel 好烦啊，是吧？
burdensome.
burdensome. So is God's commandment burdensome or refreshing?
咁好多時候咧，我哋頭先問大家啊嘛，你一聽到戒命，你會諗起咩？咁其實你諗下，如果啲大人幫啲小朋友啊設立一啲唔同嘅規則，通常你一諗就覺得好煩。咁但係神嘅戒命係咪都係咁咧？係咪你一諗到你就覺得哎呀好重擔啊？定係咧神嘅戒命係令你反而輕省嘅，係煥然一新嘅咧？
So actually, when we think about the Sabbath rest,
所以其實當我哋真係去默想呢個安息日帶嚟呢份嘅安息。
so when the Israelites were keeping the Sabbath, was it burdensome to them or was it refreshing?
究竟当以色列人要去守呢个安息日，应该系令佢哋有更多嘅重担啊，定系应该系好令人好即系精神一振嘅咧？
So did God intend to add more burden to them or? Was it actually for the good and refreshment?
究竟神系个原意啊，系想令到以色列人有更多嘅重担，定系其实系希望为到佢哋得着呢份安息，呢份重新得力？
So if you ponder upon it, yeah, actually, God meant to refresh the Israelites for their good, both physically and spiritually.
如果我哋真系细细去默想，我哋应该能够洞察到，其实神应该系为咗佢哋好处，希望佢哋无论肉身上同灵里面咧，都能够得着一份嘅更新，呢份嘅焕然一新。
So, any of you is a workaholic?
咁我唔知我哋当中有冇工作狂咧？
Is anyone?
有冇人系工作狂啊？呢度？
So, I wonder how many days of work you can do without stopping.
唔知大家如果有得揀啊，你可以連續做幾多日工唔停？
So, I think we met some people who work 7 days a week without any rest.
咁我哋確實係有遇過一啲人咧，係一個禮拜7日都翻工，係完全冇休息嘅。
But if you have tried to do that, you'll find that after a while, then you cannot really cope.
但系咧，如果你真系试过咁样嘅状态咧，其实过咗一段长啲嘅时间，你会发现你都唔能够再去支撑落去。
And we can be quite drained in the inner man or also in the outer man in our body as well.
无论系我哋灵啦，定系我哋嘅人啊，本身呢个身体都系会觉得非常之疲乏啊。
Very wonderfully, I think many people in this world follow 6 days work, 1 day rest in the world. Or if you are better off than 2 days rest, 5 days work.
咁但系都好奇妙嘅咧，就喺全世界各地咧，都有唔少嘅国家，佢哋系根据呢个就系6日翻工，然后1日就休息啦，或者有啲更加有福嘅，可能咧即系翻5日工就有2日可以休息嘅。
And for the people of God under Moses' guidance,
咁对于神嘅子民啊，喺摩西嘅指导底下。
so six days they were to do their own work.
佢哋系明白6日佢哋作佢哋嘅工。
But on the seventh day, they had to stop working but focus their mind and attention on God.
但系到咗第7日咧，佢哋系要停止佢哋嘅工作，将佢哋嘅心思意念，佢哋嘅集中力都专注喺神身上。
So when we think about it, God Yahweh has good intention for asking the Israelites to keep the Sabbath day.
所以如果你真系去细细咁谂咧，其实神之所以要以色列人守呢个安息日，对佢哋系好大好处啊。
Because God knows men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out from his mouth.
因为神好清楚咧，人活着唔系单靠食物，系要靠神口里所出嘅一切话。
And also physically, you cannot just work 7 days. Repeat like that.
而且咧，就算你肉身上啊，你不停工作，你嘅身体都顶唔住啦。
So Sabbath rest was meant to bring them refreshments, both physically and spiritually.
所以呢份安息日嘅安息咧，其实原意系要带俾佢哋，无论肉身上、心灵上都有一份嘅更新，呢份重新得嚟。
So I hope you will remember God's commandments are not burdensome, but they are for our goods.
咁所以我希望大家記得一點咧，就係、是、神設立呢啲戒命咧，並唔係要加重我哋更多嘅重擔，而係咧其實真係為到我哋好處嘅。
As a side note, some of you may wonder.
咁岔開少少話題啦，咁可能大家會諗啦，
Why don't Christians keep the Sabbath?
點解基督徒又唔去真係鹽水嘅安息日咧？
So, a quick answer is that the disciples of Jesus enter into the new covenant with God Yahweh through Jesus the Messiah。
咁一个好简短嘅答案咧，就系其实耶稣嘅门徒咧，都藉住主耶稣我哋呢个尼赛亚，已经进入神所设立呢个新约里面。
So strictly speaking, we are not under the former covenant made through Moses。
咁所以咧，严格嚟讲咧，我哋系唔属于当时神藉住摩西咧同旧约子民咧所成立嘅呢个前约，即系旧约。
So Christians are not under the law,
咁作为基督徒，我哋唔系活喺旧约律法底下，
but under grace.
而系恩典底下。
So as Jesus says, he came to fulfill the requirements of the law.
但好似主耶稣自己讲啦，佢嚟到咧，其实系要去遵行同埋。佢要成全，系啦，佢嚟咧，其实要成全律法。
And his disciples are also meant to follow Jesus' example to fulfill the law, but not to live under it.
所以作为耶稣嘅门徒咧，我哋咧都系要去成全律法，就唔系净系活喺律法嘅规条底下。
So we'll come back to this point a bit more later.
咁我第一阵亦都会再翻嚟呢点讲更加多嘅。
So the second point we just learned about the Sabbath is that it is a sign of covenant between God and the Israelites under the leadership of Moses.
咁所以我哋啱啱学到啦，关于安息日嘅第二点咧，就系其实呢个系神同以色列子民啊，当佢哋喺摩西带领底下，同神立咗约嘅一个记号。
Sabbath rest is for their good.
而且呢一个安息日，佢带嚟呢份安息系为到佢哋好处。
And coming to the third point about the Sabbath rest.
咁嚟到第三点，关于呢个安息日嘅安息。
So the Sabbath rest is actually a test of faith for the people of God.
其实安息日呢份安息可以话系对于神子民一个信心嘅考验。
Do you know why?
你哋知唔知点解咧？
So remember in the account of Exodus.
咁如果你记得喺出埃及记嘅记载，
So the Israelites were told that they are not to work on the Sabbath day.
咁以色列人咧系神指示咗佢哋，你哋安息日就唔好作工啦。
There's no manna provided on the seventh day.
而且咧，喺第七日咧，系唔会有玛拿再降俾佢哋。
But on the sixth day, God gave them a double portion of manna for them to pick up.
但系咧，喺第六日咧，神咧系预先已经俾咗双倍嘅份，等佢哋咧可以收集足够嘅食粮。
So this means, in order to keep Sabbath,
咁意思即系咩咧？如果我哋真系要去守安息日，
it is a testing of faith for the Israelites.
其实对以色列人嚟讲咧，系一个信心嘅考验嚟嘅。
Because they needed to trust God that He is the one who will provide.
因为佢哋要相信咧，神真系会去供应佢哋所需。
So this element of testing of faith can also be observed in the teaching of the sabbatical year.
咁其实呢一个信心嘅考验嘅元素咧，都可以喺我哋去经历呢个安息年里面去体验到。
So, about the teaching on sabbatical years can be found in Leviticus chapter 25, verse 1 to 7, and also Deuteronomy 15, verse 1 to 11.
咁如果大家想了解多啲呢个安息年系咩一回事咧，其实都可以睇翻呢个利未记啦，25章1至7节，同埋生命记15章1至11节。
So, what is a sabbatical year?
其实究竟乜嘢系安息年咧？
So it's the extension of the principle of the Sabbath day from a weekly day of rest to a full year of rest every seventh year.
你可以话咧，其实佢系一个按照安息日嘅原则。嘅延伸啊，从一个每个礼拜有一日啊，第七日去安息咧，去延伸到咧就系每7年会有一整年嘅一份安息。
And this applies at the time to farming the lands.
咁呢个特别咧系应用到咧以前啦，佢哋要耕种农作嘅时候。
So the Israelites in the Promised Land were told to farm their lands for 6 years, but not on the seventh year.
咁當時以色列人咧就係被指示咧，佢哋6年可以去耕種，但係咧第7年就唔好再去做啦，
The Israelites were to let the land rest.
因為佢哋需要讓土地、田地都得到休息，
And to let the vegetation on it grow naturally,
就有嗰啲植物、農作物去自然嘅生長啦。
which would be food for the poor, the strangers, and the animals.
咁咧，以致嗰啲自然生长嘅食物咧，就可以变成系俾嗰啲贫穷人或者嗰啲客旅啊，或者动物都可以作为粮食。
And the sabbatical year also applies to the release of debts and the release from being slaves for fellow Israelites.
而呢個安息年咧，更加係應用到咧，可以去免去其他人嘅債務啦，同埋咧去釋放嗰啲同樣身為以色列人嘅一啲嘅奴隸。
So imagine if you own some farmland,
咁大家可以想象一下啦，如果你哋係擁有一啲田地，
and if you are someone who have a few servants,
嗱，咁你有呢啲農地之餘，仲有幾個仆人啦。
so on the seventh year, you are to let the land rest, so no harvest.
嗱，咁到咗第七年咯，你就因为要让呢个农地都去休息，咁就真系冇收成啦。
You are to let go of any debts and to release the slaves of fellow Israelites.
咁你仲要咧将人哋欠你嘅债免咗佢啦，跟住咧仲要将你屋企里面嘅嗰啲奴隶啊都释放埋添。
So maybe you had someone who cooked for you.
咁啊，之前有人啊煮埋嘢俾你食噶
On
嘛。
the seventh year, you cook for yourself.
咁第七年咧就自己住啦。
So you see, in order to keep the Sabbath or
咁，
to implement the sabbatical year.
所以睇唔睇到啊？当我哋话要去遵守嘅安息日或者呢个安息年嘅时候，
So one has to fully trust that God is the one who will provide for them.
一个人真系要去完全嘅信得过神咧，系嗰位会供应我哋一切所需嘅。
So, whether it's in stopping work on the seventh day, or stop farming, or to release all the debts on the seventh year, yeah, they would need to exercise their faith when keeping the Sabbath.
无论系讲紧啊，喺第一个礼拜嘅第七日，我哋唔去工作啦，唔去翻工赚钱啦，又或者咧讲紧要喺个安息年里面，哇，免咗人哋嘅债啦，又要释放晒啲奴隶，又唔可以做嘢啊，咁唔可以耕种，咁我哋都一定要即系好信得过咧，就系神佢自己会供应啦。
So it's a test of faith.
咁所以咧呢个系啦，就系真系要考验我哋嘅信心，我哋能唔能够运用我哋嘅信心去守。
So this is the third point.
咁呢系我哋嘅第三点。
And the fourth point and the last point regarding Sabbath is that, Sabbath is also linked with redemption of Israel.
咁嚟到安息嘅第四点咧，就系其实佢同以色列嘅救赎系相关嘅。
So when keeping the Sabbath day, God commanded the Israelites to recall how they were set free from being slaves in Egypt.
当我哋去守呢个安息日嘅时候咧，神去特别嘅指示以色列人咧，要去回想究竟佢哋系点样从当时喺埃及做奴隶被释放出嚟。
So it's in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 12 to 15.
咁经文记载喺个《生命记》5章12至15节。
So you can observe the fourth point in verse 15.
尤其咧喺第15节咧，就会睇到我哋呢度讲嘅第四点啦。
So yeah, you can see it's linked to how God delivered them from being slaves in Egypt so they can be freed and to serve the living God.
咁所以你就会见到咧，而15节度俾我哋睇到咧，神当时点样去拯救以色列人脱离埃及为奴之地，然后咧将佢哋能够得自由啊，去。服侍呢位真神，
So these are the four points I shared. So
咁咧，
next.
所以总结一下咧，就系我今日分享同大家嘅四点啦。
So the Sabbath is rooted in the creation accounts.
咁首先就系安息日咧，其实系基于呢个创世嘅整个事件。
A sign of covenant between God and his people.
亦都系一个咧神同佢嘅子民咧立约嘅一个记号。
For their good.
系为咗佢哋嘅好处，
It's a test of faith.
亦都咧系一个信心嘅考验，
It's linked with the redemption of God and freedom.
而且咧亦都系同救赎啦，同埋自由系息息相关嘅。
Yeah, so it is a sign of the covenant of the people of God under Moses that are still being practiced today among Jewish people.
咁所以你可以话咧，呢个尤其系讲紧神嘅子民，佢哋今日啊，喺即系犹太人当中啦，佢哋仍然去守呢一个安息日，呢个作为佢哋同神立咗呢个约嘅记号。
So you can say this sign has been going on for thousands of years.
咁所以咧，呢一个安息日已经系或者个记号啊，已经系喺过往咁多几千万年都喺度即系进行几千年都进行紧。
And coming back to the little incident.
咁好啦，翻翻嚟当时发生咩事咧？
So it was the second day of our trip.
咁其实我哋第二日，即系我哋出发第二日啦。
So we arrive on a Thursday night.
因为我哋星期四晚到。
And we slept the night, and in the morning, Pastor Joe previously already mentioned to us, yeah, everything is very packed today.
咁其實佢嗰日都已經預先同我哋講啦，星期五咧一切個行程係非常緊密噶啦。
Because we need to make sure we have hired a car and also get the groceries for the next 24 hours before the Sabbath.
因為佢已經話我哋首先一定要租到架車啦，然後咧我哋都要能夠有時間買晒我哋需要嘅食糧，就係、維持我哋跟住嗰一日啦。
So Friday, sundown is when the Sabbath begins. But before then, shops will close earlier. Some in the early afternoon, some mid-afternoon, some maybe later.
咁雖然咧安息日正式開始就話係星期五日落啫，但係咧唔同嘅店鋪啊、超市啊，就會陸續可能喺晏晝做好早嘅時候已經開始陸續收鋪噶啦。
And so we need to accomplish all the tasks and passenger will drive from Tel Aviv to down to southern part of Israel.
咁嗰日我哋要完成晒我哋嘅任務之後咧，就要加克牧師就會揸車啦，由呢個 Tel Aviv 啦，特拉维夫啦，然后咧就会揸到去以色列嘅南部，
So about 2.5 hours of drive,
大概2个半钟头嘅车程，
and to arrive here at an Airbnb.
咁就可以嚟到我哋租咗嘅呢个旅馆嗰度。
And what we experience is, God's provision, and His loving kindness.
咁我哋真系咧好经历神嘅供应同埋佢嘅慈爱。
Because, the process of hiring a car was quite, hideous. It took a lot of time to get things ready.
咁咧，因為咧個租車嗰個程序咧，實在好複雜，花咗好多時間咧，先搞得掂。
So I think by the time we get the car, it was already early afternoon.
所以最後我哋攞到架車嘅時候咧，就已經係即係下午嘅早，即係上半部分啦。
We need to trust in God to get some grocery before all the shops close.
咁我哋真系要信靠神咧，点样快啲去啲唔同嘅店铺买埋啲餸啊，买我哋需要嘅食物。
And surprise, surprise, the car doesn't move.
但系咧，出乎我哋意料之外，架车行到半路咧唔喐。
So we stop in a rows,
Busy road.
busy row with traffic behind us, honking. We cannot move for, I don't know, 10
Long time.
minutes, something like that.
10-15 minutes，咁嗰時我哋咧就，但系冇諗過咧，就無端端喺條好繁忙嘅路嗰度咧，我哋架車就完全唔喐，咁咧停咗起碼10分鐘，唔知有冇15分鐘啦。
So why?
但系點解咧？一路揾唔到原因喎。
Maybe God want us to be still and to trust in Him.
係要我哋預先已經進入呢個安靜嘅狀態去信靠佢。
So it turns out the car was too modern.
咁原来咧，就因为架车太新潮啦，太新式啊！
So we have never seen an electronic handbrake.
我哋从来冇用过一个系电动嘅一个电子
手刹车。
手刹车
So we don't know
刹车。
how to disengaged the
Brake cover。
electronic handbrake。
即系简单嚟讲，就系因为冇用过嘛。咁嗰时其实我哋个个都唔知点解架车停咗开唔翻，就系唔识点放翻呢个用电子操作嘅手掣。
So that's why the car doesn't move.
系啊，即系当时所以就系，总之架车就系唔知点解唔喐咯，一路开唔
So we
翻。
had to look to God and to try to figure things out in the middle of road.
啊，当时有好多人 bid 紧啦，头先冇讲，咁系啦，咁跟住咧就。系啦，咁我哋就要谂啊！咁忙嘅时候，即系咁忙嘅繁忙嘅路，我哋点样快啲喐翻架车咧？
Praise God after, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, then we figured it out and we're able to move.
咁但系真系好感恩啦，就系喺嗰10分钟、15分钟，真系神俾我哋唔知点样，终于谂到啦，解决咗问题，我哋终于可以喐架车。
But the shops are closing.
但系当时咧，原来好多铺头都真系已经收咗啦。
We had difficulty finding one that sells grocery.
咁啊，揾唔到一啲係買一啲即係餸菜啊，即係嗰啲食物嘅地方啦。
Thankfully, just when we thought, oh, we're gonna just fast. Pastor Joe saw in the corner of his eyes that a corner store, grocery shop that was still open.
And it's underneath, actually,
It's
underground.
underground.
咁啊，好奇妙喎！咁跟住咧，加姆斯就睄到，好似喺一个建筑物下低嗰层咧，仲有一间超市仲开紧喎。
People were doing their last minute grocery shopping.
咁啲人咧都系做紧佢哋最后一刻可以买嘢嘅。
So we also joined them, yeah, to do the last minute shopping and being the last batch of customers.
咁所以咧，我哋都同樣加入啦，就快啲做咗呢間店超市最後一批顧客啦。咁當日，
So we were very thankful that at least, yeah, there's something that we can, nourish, ourselves from.
咁但係所以都好感恩咯，即係神都知我哋嘅需要啦，俾我哋都有一啲食物可以補充啲體力啊，咁樣。
The challenge didn't end there because the sun is setting. So from Tel Aviv driving to southern part of Israel, there's a long stretch of road. There's no lamp post. So it's kind of pitch dark.
咁咧，但係其實挑戰都未完結，因為當時因為已經日落之後就開始會黑噶啦嘛。咁原來由呢個首都一路去到係啦，即係要去到呢個南部嘅地方咧，其實係有啲冇路燈嘅地方就好黑咯，完全漆黑。
So, thanks to Pastor Joe, his patience and his labor of love, we move slowly and then eventually to this Airbnb.
咁都好感謝 Pastor Joe 啦，佢當時咧即係比較有經驗啊，佢咁就慢慢咁樣就我哋最後都平安去到呢一個旅館嗰度啦。
So the three plates of food over there is actually a reminder of God's loving kindness towards us.
咁所以咧，其實嗰幾碟嘅餸啊，真係一個對我哋神恩典一個好大嘅提醒
That's why we,
記號。
even though we are tired, we are also very joyful. I think the picture was taken around 8:30-ish.
咁所以雖然都大家攰啦，咁但係咧，可能幅相可能都唔知咪8:30啊咁樣，我哋就影咗一幅相紀念。
So this experience was Grace and I's first close encounter with the Sabbath day.
咁所以可以話啦，呢個都係 Grace 同我咧第一次啦，比較真實好近距離接觸一個安息日係點樣一日啊！
Well, actually, there was another Jewish friend who invited us to have Sabbath with them
Earlier, actually.
earlier. But this one is another type of experience.
咁不過其實回想起咧，呢、这個都唔係第一次嘅。我哋喺早前有一個短宣都去過，有一個猶太嘅朋友其實直情邀請我哋參與呢個安息日嘅嗰、那個嘅，係啦，嗰、那個叫乜嘢？即係淨係啦，咩？系啦，即系一齐食餐饭啊，有嗰个安息日嘅嗰啲嘅敬拜咁样啦。咁但系呢次又有一个唔同嘅角度啦，俾你体会到啊，当啲嘢要停晒系点样。
So the reason I share this experience of Sabbath day with you is because Sabbath rest is still practiced today and is a sign of covenant for the devoted Jews today ever since Moses' time.
咁今日同大家分享呢一个经历咧，咁其实因为咧到今时今日咧。呢、这個安息日都仍然係嗰啲好即係虔誠啊，或者猶太人啦，佢哋係去信守嘅，因為佢哋係仍然紀念呢、这個藉住摩西，即係佢哋同神立約嘅呢個記號嚟嘅。
And the question we must ask is,
咁但係我哋就要問一個問題啦。
how about Christians?
咁究竟我哋作為基督徒又點咧？
So if Sabbath is a sign between God and his people in the former covenant, what about us who have entered into the new covenant through Christ?
如果我哋话安息日咧，就系啊神同佢嘅子民，佢哋立呢个先前嘅约，呢个旧约嘅一个记号啊。咁究竟我哋作为基督徒已经进入呢个新约里面嘅，系藉住耶稣基督有呢个新约嘅，咁我哋又应该点咧？
So, what is Sabbath to you and to me as a disciple of Christ?
咁究竟安息日对你同埋对我作为耶稣嘅门徒有咩意义咧？
So, we know from Matthew chapter 5, verse 17 to 18.
咁我哋都知道啦，耶稣喺马太福音5:17-18咁话。
So, maybe we can read it in Chinese together.
好，咁我哋一齐用中文嚟读啊。马太福音5:17-18，莫想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。我实在告诉你们，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一划也不能废去，都要成全。
We know that the Lord Jesus came to fulfill the law.
我哋知道耶稣嚟为咗要成全律法，
And throughout Jesus' ministry, we can observe that he is doing much more than what the law required by fulfilling the law.
但系其实如果你去观察耶稣嘅整个事工啊，佢咧每一次佢其实佢所做嘅，往往系超过律法所要求嘅，因为佢系去成全嘅律法。
So this means in Christ, we can see him fulfilling the spirit of Sabbath.
咁换言之啊，其实喺耶稣基督咧里面，我哋就已经见到佢系点样去成全呢个安息日嘅真理。
But in what way do we, as follower of Jesus, fulfill the spirit of Sabbath?
咁但喺咩方面，我哋作为跟从耶稣嘅人都可以去成全呢个安息日嘅旨意真意咧？
So for the Jewish
正常。
people, they dedicated 24 hours to stop from their work and to turn their attention to God.
嗱，对于犹太人嚟讲，佢哋真系就系要完全分别呢24小时去唔做佢哋嘅工啦，然后将佢哋专注力即系神嗰度。
So devoted Jews would go to the synagogue on Saturday morning till the end of the day to worship God, to learn of His word.
咁嗰啲即系虔诚嘅犹太人啊，佢哋真系可能星期六一朝早就一路到晚都喺个会堂咧，犹太会堂里面去真系去读神嘅话语咯。
We say we Christians have fulfilled the spirit of Sabbath.
咁我哋话就话，我哋基督徒咧已经完成呢个安息日嘅精神。
It seems we cannot even compare with the Jewish people to how long and how focused they are towards God on Sabbath.
但系实际嚟睇，我哋根本好似都比唔上犹太人，佢哋系用几长时间真系专注嘅喺神身上啦，喺个安息日里面。
So, how long are we? A church,
咁我哋翻教会翻几耐
maybe the most 4 to 5 hours.
啊？可能最长咪4、5个钟啫，系咪？
The actual worship 11 to 12:30.
嗱，真正崇拜开始都系11点至12点半啫
So 1.5 hours.
喎，啊，最多讲紧1个半钟。
So are we certain that we are actually like the Lord Jesus have fulfilled the law, including the essence of the Sabbath teaching?
咁我哋系咪仲系咁肯定，觉得我哋自己作为基督徒，啊，已经完全咗律法啦，包括咧呢个真系关于安息日教导嗰个真理。
So another crucial question is, what is the essence of the Sabbath rest?
咁引申到另一个重要问题，就系究竟安息日呢个休息啊，系乜嘢嘅真理喺里头？
So what is the spiritual principle that God wants us to understand and pursue to fulfill regarding the Sabbath rest?
究竟耶和神要我哋去明白、去追求同埋去成全嘅关于呢个安息日呢份安息，究竟有咩属灵嘅原则咧？
So the spirit behind Sabbath rest is actually already taught in Isaiah 58, verse 13 to 14.
咁其实关于呢个安息日背后呢个精神咧，早喺个以赛亚书58章13至14节都已经有教导。
Because of time, we won't read it.
咁样时间我哋就唔可以细细去读啦。
So these two verses tell us the true meaning of the Sabbath.
咁其实喺以赛亚书度呢两节经文咧，就系话俾我哋听安息日嘅真正嘅意思。
So it means a person stop doing things for oneself.
佢系讲紧一个人咧，要停止为自己去劳碌，
But to learn to think about what Yahweh God thinks.
而系咧去学习，神阿伟神佢系谂紧乜嘢咧？
And to enter into doing God's own work, but not one's own work.
然后咧进入真系去作神嘅工，而唔系仲系做紧为自己嘅工作。
So this is the essence of Sabbath.
呢个先系安息日嘅精神。
So to do nothing of oneself, but to turn to do things of God and to serve God and those whom He loves.
其实就系唔好再系为自己嘅做自己嘅嘢，而系咧转向去服侍神啦，同埋服侍神所爱嘅人。
So it is in faith and faithfulness that we commit ourselves to God to let Him work in us through His grace.
所以系藉住信心啦，同埋呢份忠诚，我哋咧就系去委身献身俾神，让佢藉住我哋咧去同埋佢嘅恩典啦，去成全佢嘅功。
So God, through His Spirit, through His words, may guide us to accomplish His will in us and around us.
以致神咧可以藉住佢嘅话语啦，同埋佢嘅灵嘅引导咧，系喺我哋里面，同埋藉住我哋去为到周围嘅人咧，都去成全佢嘅旨意。
Maybe you have different roles to fulfill in your lives. Maybe you are a father, you are a mother, you are a student, maybe you are a graphic designer or Grandpa，
咁可能我哋在座当中啊，都有特不即系得诶扮演唔同角色噶啦，喺生活里面，无论系爸爸妈妈，可能系一个工作上系一个即系设计图 叫畫圖係啦，畫圖啊設計嘅，又或者咧，我哋可能係一個已經係做爺爺嫲嫲添啦。
But if you ask, yeah, at the beginning of the day, to in faith, to commit yourself to God, to ask His will to be done in your life.
但如果你每一朝早晨，你真系凭住信心去求神，究竟你嘅旨意系乜嘢？我求你嘅旨意去成全。
Learning to imitate Christ, to love others and bear others' burdens.
亦都去学习咧，真系仿效耶稣嘅榜样啦，去爱其他人，同埋咧去担当其他人嘅重担嘅时候。
So we can actually pursue to enter God's rest every day.
咁其实咧，你每一日都可以去。真系追求要进入神想要我哋有嗰份安息嘅，
When we are faithful and our faith is accepted by God.
就系当我哋系真系忠心啦，而且我哋呢份信心系神所悦纳嘅嗰种信心。
So this is actually how the Lord Jesus lived.
咁其实你睇翻耶稣，佢就系咁样去生活嘅。
So the Lord Jesus said, the word he says and the work he does is the Heavenly Father who dwells in him does his own work.
好似耶稣佢都会话啦，其实佢所做嘅工或者佢所讲嘅说话咧，系天父自己喺佢生命里头去做嘅。
So the Lord Jesus does not seek to do his own will, but Jesus sets for us the example, in doing God's will.
咁主耶稣就唔系去为咗完成自己嘅乜嘢心意啦，而系咧佢系已经立下榜样去，即系专心去成全神嘅旨意。
And in living out the commandment to love God with his all and to love others as oneself, he has fulfilled the essence of the Sabbath teaching.
咁藉住佢真系去活出呢个全人全心全意去爱神啦，并且去爱人如己嘅时候咧，其实佢已经喺度成全紧咧，即系安息日其中一方面嘅教导。
So God's rest is actually more than stop from doing one's own work.
所以其实咧，神嘅安息咧系远超过净系话我哋唔做嘢啦，唔做自己嘅工。
Or to merely focus on God on the day.
又或者只系某一日，我哋哎呀好专注喺神嗰度。
But the spirit of Sabbath has to do with serving God and carrying other people's burdens.
但系其实啊，安息日背后嘅精神仲包含去服侍神啦，同埋咧，甚至系背起彼此嘅重担。
So this is the Lord Jesus' example in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 to 30.
呢个亦都正正系主耶稣基督喺马太福音11章28至30节嘅一个榜样。
So the Lord Jesus, who has entered God's rest, was able to give rest to us and to bear our burdens in love.
主耶稣佢系嗰位已经进入咗神嘅安息嘅嗰位，然后咧唔单止佢自己有呢份安息，佢仲能够将呢份安息去俾到我哋，去真系帮我哋去背起我哋一啲嘅重担。
It's only when we are first freed in Christ from the bondage of sin.
但系我哋必须首先要系喺基督里面咧，从罪嘅捆绑被释放出嚟啦。
So remember, the Israelites had to leave Egypt they are free from being slave in order to serve the living God.
就好似以色列人当年，佢哋都要首先从为奴之地埃及啊被释放出嚟，先至能够有呢份自由去敬拜服侍亚伟神。
So are we free from the bondage of sin? Are we free from self-centered living? Are we free from our worries or anything that entangles us, that we cannot truly serve freely, God and those whom He loves?
咁我哋要问自己啦，究竟我哋系唔系已经从罪嘅捆绑，或者从呢个好自我为中心嘅生活方式？又或者好多嘅忧虑啊，或者任何缠绕我哋嘅一切当中被释放出嚟，以致我哋能够真系有呢份自由去侍奉神同埋神所爱嘅人呢？
So let us compare Matthew 11, 28 with Galatians chapter 6, verse 2.
咁我哋而家去对比一下马太福音11章28节同加拉太书6章2节。
So shall we read the Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, together? First in English, 1, 2, 3. Bear one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ.
加拉太书6章2节，你们各人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
So the law of Christ is His commandment to us to love God above all and to love one another as ourselves.
其实呢度讲到基督嘅律法，就系呢个诫命咧，要我哋去爱神超乎一切之上，并且要彼此相爱。
That we stop from serving oneself, but to serve God and those whom we love.
同埋我话嘅彼此相爱就系爱人如己啦，而且我哋仲要停止咧去只系去服侍自己，然后咧就系去服侍神。 同埋神
So
所爱嘅人。
Christ has entered God's rest. Yeah, so he can give us rest and he also are able to bear our burdens in love.
因为咧，基督已经进入咗嗰份安息，所以佢先能够赐俾我哋呢份安息咧，并且能够可以去背起我哋嘅重担。
He also calls us to yoke with him, yeah, to do the same.
而耶稣基督正系呼召我哋都做同样嘅嘢，我哋要同佢同父一轭，以致我哋同样可以去带俾人安息。
And this required us to enter God's rest.
但系呢个真系需要我哋首先真系进入到呢份安息嚟，
Yeah, by faith.
首先就系透过信心啦。
And also allow God's grace to work through us.
同埋咧，容讓神嘅恩典藉住我哋去工作。
So actually, this is also what Yahweh God operated in the account of creation.
咁其實咧，呢個咧都係耶和神咧喺呢個創世嘅記錄嗰度去做咗嘅事情。
So in 6 days of creation, God did his own work.
咁喺六日創造裏面，神去做佢嘅工啦。
And mankind were created on the sixth day.
人類係喺第六日創造嘅。
And on the seventh day, God rested from his work and entered into his rest.
而喺第七日咧，神就从佢嘅宫静歇息啦，然后咧佢进入呢份嘅安息。
So when you ponder on it,
如果当你咁样去默想嘅时候咧，
God rested from his own work,
所以神咧系好似停止佢自己嘅工作，
but he begins bearing mankind's burden.
但系佢亦都开始去承担我哋人嘅重担。
To care for mankind's needs, to think of us, to work for our goods and our salvation.
佢咧去關心我哋人類嘅需要啦，去為我哋嘅好處一路即係供應啊，同埋咧更加係為到我哋嘅救恩。
So, for those of us who are fathers,
咁我哋作為爸爸媽媽嘅，
so do you remember the first day when your newborn babe come into your house?
咁你會唔會記得第一日當你嘅新生兒翻到屋企嘅時候係點啊？
So I remember Lydia coming back, yeah, with Grace from the hospital. She was sleeping in the car carrier.
咁仲記得第一日啦，Lydia 同媽媽一齊翻到屋企咯喎，咁仲喺嗰個即車嗰、那個擠 BB 嗰個地方啦。
Suddenly, I realized it's no longer two people's world.
咁 我就終於突然間發現，哦，再冇二人世界啦。
This responsibility to raise her.
咁我哋已經有呢份要作為人父母嘅一個責任啊！
So for moms, it's even more obvious.
咁可能對於媽媽嚟講會更加明顯啦。
So mothers will take maternity leave.
咁通常媽媽就會放呢個產假啦。
So they literally stop their own work
咁佢哋真係就要停止佢哋工作啦。
to bear the burdens of raising or nurturing the child.
咁然後就開始去做呢個養育呢個 BB 嘅工作。
So God entered his rest on the seventh day, not by doing nothing.
咁所以其實神啊，就算佢係話第七日安息歇息，唔係話神就唔使做嘢咯喎。
But he has ever since then bearing us in his thoughts, in loving us, and in working out the salvation plan for us, through history.
反而咧，系从嗰日开始，佢不停都系喺心思意念度记挂住我哋，爱我哋，并且一路去展开佢嘅救恩计划。
And the Lord Jesus actually learns of the Heavenly Father to enter God's rest as well.
而主耶稣正正就系学习佢嘅天父，都系咁样进入佢嘅安息。
To do nothing of oneself, but to do God's own work and seek to do His will.
就系咧，唔再系为自己嘅工作，而系咧去专心寻求神嘅旨意。
He does this by faith and also through God's grace, working powerfully in His life.
佢系凭住信心，亦都系藉住神嘅恩典咧，好有能力嘅运行佢嘅生命当中。
So this is the Lord Jesus' example that he left for us to follow.
而呢个正系主耶稣留俾我哋嘅榜样，我哋去跟从，
That we may truly fulfill the essence of the Sabbath day.
以致我哋真正能够去成全安息日嘅正义。
And let us also remember God Yahweh has us in his mind and has been bearing our burdens ever since he entered his rest on the seventh day till now.
咁亦都讓我哋真係緊記咧，其實天父耶和神咧，佢係一路都係將我哋擺喺佢心中，而且咧，自從佢去歇息，停咗佢六日工作，第七日安息，其實佢一路都喺度背負緊我哋嘅重擔。
Remember the Lord Jesus said, I work because my father also works till today.
咁好似耶穌自己所講啦，我之所以去作工，因為到我嘅父到如今仍然作工。
So such is the wonderful creator God, Yahweh that we have.
而呢个咧就系我哋所服侍嘅呢位咁奇妙伟大嘅亚维天父。
We love and we serve him because he first loved us and he served us.
我哋之所以爱，我哋之所以服侍佢，系因为佢首先爱我哋，首先服侍我哋。
So, are you striving to enter God's rest?
咁大家系咪都同样竭力进入紧呢份嘅安息咧？
So let us close in prayer.
我哋一齐祷告结束。
Our Heavenly Father, Yahweh,
我哋亲爱嘅天父，Yahweh，
we pray that you'll continue to open your words to us,
我哋求你继续将你话语向我哋去打开，
so we may understand how great your love is towards us,
以致我哋能够明白你向我哋嘅爱几咁深厚，
and how we are to relate to other people,
同我哋应该点样同身边嘅人相处，
to bear one another's burdens,
去彼此嘅背负大家嘅重担。
and to no longer live self-centeredly.
而唔系咧，自我为中心咁去生活。
That we may, when other people fellowship with us, they may find rest and peace, because we are rested in you.
以致其他人同我哋去交流嘅时候，都能够得着呢份嘅安息同埋平安，因为咧，我哋首先喺你里面已经得着呢份安息。
Pray you teach us your ways.
我哋求你真系指教我哋你嘅道路。
Help us to understand the Lord Jesus' example.
亦都帮我哋明白主耶稣嘅榜样，
And also your own example.
同埋你自己嘅榜样。
So we commit this coming week into your hands.
我哋将以下一周交托俾你，
Teach us to walk in your ways.
都教我哋点样行喺你道路度。
And may you be honored and exalted in all this.
愿你喺我哋当中被高举被荣。
Amen.